Friends, colleagues, welcome to today. For those who don't know me, my name is Tony Voss, and I'm a member of the group that organises these lectures. Marianne Fry Lectures were established in 1999 to honour the values and interests of Marianne Fry. She was a remarkable Gestalt trainer, much loved by those who knew her, and those like myself who were trained by her feel honoured to have had that experience. These lectures really focus on her interests and values. So sometimes they focus on Gestalt, an aspect of Gestalt, and sometimes on an aspect of her wider life and values. By origin, she was a German Jew, and her family had to flee Germany, and much of her family and friends suffered terribly in the Holocaust. Later on, Marianne returned and worked in Germany quite a lot, often with the victims or the descendants of the victims of the Holocaust and what happened there. But also, although she found it difficult, she found it within her to work with those who were connected to or descendants of the Nazis. And that was quite something for her to be able to do. And it said something about her her personality that she was willing to undertake that. I sometimes despair at the way that these troubles in the world seem to self-perpetuate, that it seems to be passed down from one generation to the next. And we're seeing that to some extent in the Middle East now. And this is really what led us to want to focus on, so what is going on here behind the public rhetoric? What actually happens? And that is what we wanted to focus on this year. So I'm delighted to introduce our speaker today, Dr. Scylla Elworthy. I first met Scylla back in 1990, I've worked out, when I worked for some time for the Oxford Research Group that Scylla had founded. She set up ORG, as it's known, to research the decision-making process in defence, and in particular in Britain's nuclear policy. ORG ran typical sort of style. We were a motley bunch, and we hung out in a farmhouse just outside Oxford that was owned by the university. And I soon discovered that one of my duties was to some days go out into the garden and pick some vegetables and make the soup for the lunch. Because ORG was run on holistic grounds, and if you're working in policies of nuclear weapons decisions, it's quite important to ground both body and soul. And I think that's really what was going on there. The research at that time had recently shown that Britain's case for nuclear weapons was nothing whatsoever to do with the Soviet threat, which is perhaps nothing to do with the Soviet threat. That didn't really come into the equation at all. I seem to remember it was more about keeping up with the French and, above all, about being a nuclear power so that Britain kept its place on the top table in the Permanent Security Council of the United Nations. If you wonder at that, you can still reflect now on how all three parties are certainly confirmed that a token replacement for Trident will happen, even if it only patrols part-time, at least we will have that place on the Security Council. ORG had noticed that these decisions were not referred to Parliament and had done some work which had worked out who it was that was making these decisions, and at the time had recently published a book which included the names, addresses, and telephone numbers of these individuals, and had set up a program to support members of the public in entering into dialogue with these decision makers about what they were doing, what they were up to in their decisions. So it was an indication of Scylla's approach of being sailing quite close to the wind and yet reaching through to the personal. It's perhaps not surprising that the Minister of Defence was rather upset by this publication, and I believe it sort of banned all contact with ORG for quite a while thereafter. Not to be outdone by that, Stiller went on to organise, to make contact with the equivalent decision makers in China, Soviet Union and America, and invite them to off-the-record discussions in a Quaker retreat house in Oxford, near Oxfordshire. The Minister of Defence could hardly boycott that and not be present, of course. These meetings were again run in sort of style. Despite this very high-powered international gathering, catering was lovingly prepared in-house by ORG staff. There was a circle of meditators on the floor below, meditating, known as the standing stairs, and sort of wishing well for the negotiations above. And this was actually remarked upon by some of the participants who didn't know this, that there was something very special about the space. And in the evening, there would perhaps be entertainment by some top-class musicians that Silla had brought in, you know, persuaded to take part. I won't forget seeing a group of MOD officials being treated to a personal performance by John's Bird and John Fortune of their interview of a hapless minister from the Defence Ministry trying to justify the case for the Eurofighter. I did actually go back and listen to it again, and it is extraordinary. And so to have witnessed them seeing this was really quite something. ORG is not a household name, but it is a much respected think tank in international affairs. Some of you may be aware of the amazing, I think, going to be things that are happening at the moment in Syria. Behind the scenes, ORG is very much involved in contributing to bringing that about. So it is perhaps not surprising that Silla has been three times nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2003, she was awarded the Nuano Peace Prize, which is specifically awarded to those who dedicate themselves to interreligious work in the cause of peace. Since her full-time involvement with ORG, Silla has moved on to a wide range of international activities, often engaging with the great and the good, and somehow getting through beyond the front towards the person. She has set up a charity called Peace Direct, which specifically supports and funds local groups to work towards the resolution of conflict. She believes that when people bring their hearts and minds into such a situation, that something will change. As Gestaltists we could say, it changes the field. And as such, I think Marianne would heartily agree. So on that point, I would like to invite you, Silla, to give the 2013 Marianne Fry Lecture.